Let's talk a little bit about fear, because I mentioned this yesterday. I said, why do you have these Christian pastors out there who are putting in a spirit of fear into people about this election? So we don't need to fear this. We ought to look at it objectively and everything, but we need to set the standard of morality high. We need to set the standard of Christ high. And we don't need to yoke ourselves to these corrupt individuals. And they'll apologetically say, well, you know, nobody's perfect. Well, most people don't brag about their, and that's one of the things I said about Trump from the very beginning. I said, you know, for the longest time, I had said, you know, what is it about the LGBT people? Well, they have their pride parades. I said, they're proud of their sin. I said, people don't typically parade their sin, and they're not typically proud of it, but these people are. And I even use the analogy. I said, do you have adulterer parades? You know, that might wind you up in divorce court. But, you know, when Trump came on the scene politically, I said, well, I guess I have to change that analogy because he is somebody who is proud of his adultery, right? He parades his immorality like the LGBT people do. And that's a big problem. Why would you ally yourself to that? And, you know, you have the Christian churches who will criticize the conservatives, who will criticize the liberal Christians who attach themselves to LGBT and elevate and worship LGBT, and yet they do it with Trump. And the two of them are both proud of their sin. So, but it really comes down to fear. And I saw this on World. It says, are conservative Christians driven by fear? You know, you got a lot of the so-called leaders tell you to vote out of fear. And a lot of these leaders were also telling you 4 years ago, like Al Mohler was telling you to take the vaccine out of fear and do it because you love your neighbor and so forth, all these different things. But the question is, you know, should Christians be looking to Christ as their leader? Because if you're looking to Christ as your leader, you don't have fear, right? Why would you fear? If you really see yourself in his hand, what would you fear? If Christians ever, and I say Christians as at large, right? If the church at large begins to see itself in the hand of Christ, if they see Christ as their leader and their protector, that's going to make a big difference. But if they don't, they have to keep quiet, have to not rock the boat, and they're ashamed of their faith, and they live in fear. And it's being sold to them by these people who have thousands of people show up every week to their building. And or they run seminaries like Al Mohler. And, you know, they've got to toe that line. Or they want to have connections to politicians. You know, they want to be seen standing next to Trump or praying for Trump or whatever. You know, you stop and think about it. Christ said, those who are not sick don't need a physician. If you think you've got everything handled and you don't need any forgiveness, you're not going to get forgiveness. And you know, you see that with Trump, don't you? I've played for you the clips where Frank Luntz and Jake Tapper, of all people, talk to him. Don't you think you need forgiveness? You say that, you know, you kind of nod your head to the Christians and so forth. And no, I don't really think I need any forgiveness. I really don't think I need any forgiveness. That is the most dangerous position. Where are all these people who are praying for him? Do they really love him? If they won't tell him that he does need forgiveness and where he can find forgiveness? You got all these pastors like Paula White and this Hispanic guy that I don't even, Maldonado or something, was it? The guy who has 6 homes, a private jet, $120 million in terms of his net assets and all the rest of it. Does he talk to Trump and say, you know, you stand condemned before God, and the only way that you're going to stop that condemnation is through Christ? They've never given him the gospel. These people stand next to him. They make a big show out of praying for him, and they hate him. How could you do that over and over again? I'm a spiritual advisor, says Paul White. How could you do that over and over again? You don't tell him the gospel? What they're doing is they're feeding his greed, because these people are greedy. Paula White and these other prosperity gospel preachers are just all about the money, and so is Trump. And they just, you know, they just grift off of each other. They have nothing to do with the gospel. They have no hope to give him. And they are trying to put that spirit of fear in you. And it's not just the prosperity gospel people either. It's a lot of these Baptist conservative preachers out there who are doing it. I said the Archbishop Vigano, who is a conservative and does politics, he's doing that as well. And so this guy says, you know, talking about fear, he said at times, it seems like the media is obsessed with the fears that conservative Christians supposedly possess. And with that, he's talking about how they always call us transphobic or homophobic or this. It's always a phobia there, right? So he says, well, you know, they have a Christianophobia. Christianophobia, maybe. I think we just need to stop with all the fraudulent psychology, all the Sigmund Freud. Freud is a fraud. Let's stop with all the phobia stuff. You know, let's just understand we got nothing to fear but God. And if you fear God, he is a merciful God as well. But it has been argued that these fears have turned Christians into monsters, made them afraid of women, motivated their voting, and led them to become intolerant. Scholars have argued that conservative Christianity has created a culture of fear, and they've called conservative Christianity the religion of fear. Well, I got to say, you know, when you look at these people who are telling you got to vote for Trump, what are they doing? They're telling you that out of fear. They're trying to gin that fear with people. They even accuse Christians of fearing that they are declining and thus need to increase their fertility. He says, as I studied Christianophobia and academic bias, he said, I realized that the academics have a powerful motivation to focus on negative characteristics with Christians, particularly white evangelicals. It's not simply that certain academics seek to portray Christians in a negative light, but it's also the fact that they are hesitant to see the same negative traits among other groups, particularly groups that they're a member of. Right? You can always see the mote in the other person's eye, the log in the other person's eye, the splinter, and you don't see the big one in yours. But these people are full of fear, aren't they, on the left? They have the Atmos fear of global warming and CO2. They have Trump fear, you know, just like the a lot of these conservative Christians are pushing the fear of Lala. Well, these people push the fear of Trump. When it became apparent that Biden was highly unlikely to win re-election, it was not merely the tone of disappointment, but it was a sound of desperation, and it was also the sound of fear. And I say that, you know, he says, look at this, and I see that they have a lot of fear, and they can't see their fear. Can we see our fear? You know, they were afraid with Biden there. It's collapsing. He's not going to win. Everything is lost. Are we seeing the same type of thing on our side? Right. This is what was the basis of the grift of Stop the Steal and Trump's Save America was the fear. Got a lot of people into a lot of trouble unnecessarily. I said there's no reason to go there. I said it's going to be a trap. They trap us with fear. They destroy us. They use depopulation shots on us because of fear. We should not have fear like these other people, but I see that same type of fear that he sees on the left about Biden. I see that same type of fear on the right being sold by people who should be Christian leaders. Do we believe that those who lament about the end of democracy? See, both sides are saying this. And if we're not careful, if we don't push back against this fear is going to be used to create a civil war one way or the other. That's why they're doing it. The fear that their political or religious group is going to be left out. Well, I just have to say that as Christians, we're not given a spirit of fear. So if you got a Christian leader who is selling you fear, then they're not selling you Christ. They're selling you something else. They have a spirit that is opposed to Christ. That spirit of fear is coming from Satan. It's not coming from Christ. And these wannabe politicians who are standing up in front of these churches and telling people, you got to vote for Trump. You got to vote, or it's a sin. They're selling you a spirit of fear. They're not giving you a message from Christ. They're giving you a message from Satan. What is it that political progressives fear? And how might that fear be manifested in their actions in our society? He said, my recent work points to a distinct source of fear for political progressives, and that is conservative Christians. They fear Christians. They don't fear God. They fear Christians. Well, he says, Christians can say that they have a right to fear the larger culture as well. Ultimately, I cannot determine if the fear within progressives is higher or more consequential than the fear within Christians. As I said yesterday, repeated over and over again, the Bible, fear not, fear not, fear not. Why? Because God rules. God rules even when we have totalitarians in place in our society. God still rules. And even when the wicked succeed, God rules. I asked the question in Psalms so many times. Why do the wicked prosper? Why do they succeed? Well, we take solace in the fact that God is in control and that he sees what is happening. So let them fear. We don't have that spirit. If we have that spirit, you better cast it out. And you better stop paying attention to these people who are pushing that fear.
Of biased and false news has become all too common on social media.
More alarming, some media outlets
and policies
simply aren't true without checking facts first.
Unfortunately, some members of the media use their platforms to push their own personal bias and agenda to control exactly what people think. And this is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
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 Break free from the usual script with The David Knight Show, a fresh perspective bringing you genuine insights on current events. But if the show is going to stay on the air, we'll need your continued support. Sharing the show, subscribing, and even just hitting the like button all help. And if you found our show helpful, please consider donating and becoming a part of a community that values the truth. Because independent, listener-funded news, untouched by corporate globalist agendas, is extremely important to our liberties.